I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, so you remember yesterday we were talking about the Red Bulls and how I was approached to run a football team, an arena football team, and they were going to move the team into Madison Square Garden. And according to the guy that reached out to me to ask me if I had any interest in running the team, you know, from his recollection, he was getting calls from, you know, a number of NFL owners, and also I guess received a call from Bon Jovi, who was also involved at the time, I think, with the Philadelphia team.
That's right, Philadelphia Soul.
Right, I think he bought. And that it was going to be a good investment. And I, from his recollection, it was moving the Dragons, I believe, who were, you know, at the Nassau Coliseum to MSG. And I remember saying to him, I said, look, it's unrealistic that we're going to sell 10,000 tickets, let alone sell out the stadium for arena football at MSG. In order to make this happen, we would have to get some company that sees this as a sponsorship play.
When you say make this happen, actually make money off this venture.
Make money off of this, and obviously be successful and have money to spend on players and things of that nature.
Sure.
And that's when I did suggest that we should name the team, because I was drinking Red Bull at the time.
Yeah.
This product, Red Bull, is great. And I could see the football uniforms looking like the cans. And it would be awesome, you know, with the silver helmets and the blue jerseys and the silver pants and the red numbers and the whole thing. It just makes too much sense if we can convince them. So me and Lee, my buddy Lee, called Red Bull headquarters, and I want to say it was either in Santa Monica, Orange County, or San Diego, somewhere around there in 2005 or 2004, I believe. And we suggested it to them. Now, in no way am I suggesting that they took my idea and made it into a soccer team when they bought the soccer team that was here. I forget what the soccer team's name was.
They were the... I just saw this yesterday. The Metro Stars.
They were the Metro Stars. And then Red Bull bought into them and became the owner, and then they named them the Red Bulls. That's exactly what I wanted to do with an arena football team, although I was very realistic that that would never work out in terms of popularity. It's not the Knicks. It's not the Rangers. It's not Billy Joel. It's not a concert at the Garden. It's not the circus at the Garden. This was going to be empty seats, but it had to be a media sponsorship play in order for it to work. And that was before the Red Bulls bought into the Metro Stars.
Okay.
So, and I did confirm all of that yesterday.
I'm just more interested in if they stole your idea or not.
No, I look, it was soccer happens to be very popular. And, you know, they built their own stadium over there in Newark. It's beautiful. It's one of the nicer stadiums that
MLS.
MLS. So, look, it was just a different sport, a different way of doing things. They never really were a, what would I say? They always try to be a different sort of product back then. You know, they were on airplanes. There were motorcycle races. They were doing all these other types of wild, adventurous things, because that's what Red Bull was all about.
Sure, like the X Games and stuff like that.
Yeah, stuff like that. So, I could never, and we did have two conversations, I believe, with their chief marketing officer prior to the purchase of the Red Bull soccer team. That is an absolute 100% true story.
I'm not saying that that's not a true story. I'm just interested. I want to know if they took your idea and said, you know, remember when Boomer pitched us his idea all those years ago with the arena football team? Let's just name a soccer team.
But you know, the other thing that I don't know is there could have been already being discussed about a soccer team and buying into the Metro Stars. But it made a lot of sense for them from a marketing play and a marketing perspective, because every time we talk about the New York Red Bulls, which is not a lot here, but in the world of soccer, you're talking about the product.
Ever drink the Red Bull and vodka combination?
I've had that. It's dangerous.
It is dangerous, yes. You drink because you don't realize if you're a younger person and you're drinking those drink after drink after drink, and you are a binge drinking 20 something year old, how much Red Bull you're actually drinking. You know, by the end of the night, you're talking about 6-7 cans of the stuff, if not more.
Your brain is going sideways.
And your heart is beating out of your chest.
Right. So your brain is going one way, your heart's going the other way, and then you make up all these stupid decisions. But
that's right.
That's what 20-year-olds do. We've been there.
Right.
We've experienced it. We made it through, as they say.
I mean, there was the Red Bull and vodka danger, then there was the Four Loko danger. Remember that? The original Four Loko? You guys too old for that? Oh, my goodness. That was like a total craze. That stuff was...
How about the Long Island iced tea craze?
Well,
that was my generation.
No, that without a doubt. But that's just straight alcohol. Four Loko had something in it. I don't even know. The original Four Lokos, those things were...
Were those energy drinks?
They were like... But it was alcohol and energy drink combined into this can that they had to make illegal because people were like having seizures and stuff.
Well, because you're getting in the upper and the downer with those things, right?
Oh, yeah, because alcohol is a depressant.
Right.
Oh, man.
That's what I'm saying. That's why your brain's going one way, your heart's going the other.
Right.
The decision-making really is, you know, kind of, you know, it's kind of foggy.
The original Four Loko. Alcohol, caffeine, guarana.
Yeah, guarana is the key.
That's taurine, one depressant, and three stimulants. And it was 12% alcohol.
Let's see how quickly we can F ourselves up and just actually make all the...
Yeah, exactly. What could we do legally to completely destroy ourselves? And it got banned.
Yeah.
It was... they used to call it blackout in a can.
Oh, jeez.
So it's... Let's see. Four Loko now has come back, but it's different. It's not as intense as it was when it first came out. But I remember having one of those... And saying, I do not like the way I feel after this. This is not a good situation. And then you give that alcohol, 12% alcohol in a can with caffeine and guarana and whatever the hell else to a college kid who's already young, dumb, and full of you know what. You get that person, all that stuff. Yeesh.
Snorting Adderall on top of it.
Oh, you just, this is why people are.
You want to be a focused drunk.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, those things. I mean,
oh, we've all had our moments, though.
I know. I'm telling you, my moments are the Red Bull and vodka ones where you're like, you don't realize it. And then you're like, your heart's like, oh, I drank too much Red Bull. I wonder how that happened.
When you ran across the street naked in Astoria, were you drinking at that time? Or was that,
of course.
Would you do that straight-laced?
No. I was 100% not of sound mind. Yeah, 100%. Mm-hmm. I did. I think I got $40 for that.
Which was
great. Yeah, it was 2006, and I was working here, and $40 went a long way at that point. So I'd do that all over again. No regrets. Now, they didn't call the cops on me or anything.
I mean, you can't have regrets, but now it seems to be like an everyday occurrence around here.
What, running around naked?
Yeah, running around naked and just, you know, deciding to dupe on the street. Doesn't matter. Do whatever
you see
want.
A lot of that because you reference it a ton. Uh-huh. I have not seen a lot of it. I see it occasionally.
If you see it once, you've seen enough of it.
Right, where it's just then scarred in your brain. The old street duping. They're putting up signs now on certain avenues.
No duping.
No duping.
It was great until I saw a homeless guy shitting outside of our storefront.
You know what they're going to have to start making? You know how when you walk whimsy, you have a little bag with you?
Yeah, I take bags with me.
A little doggy bags, right?
I do, yep.
Doggy poop bags.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have human poop bags. We're going to need those now.
Be a little larger, probably.
Oh, it's disgusting. No duping between the hours of 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. on Varick. Scoop your own dupe.
Please. It will take care of itself organically.
Yeah, a little. Yeah, sort of like what the mayor said about Washington Square Park, right? It'll take care of itself.
Organically.
Okay.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need.
Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
What's happening, Jerry?
All right, well, we're starting with the Mets because of what happened with Jacob deGrom. But before we get to deGrom, we will tell you that the Mets did beat the Cubs. They've made it 3 in a row in this 4-game series.
One ball, one strike, pitch. Smith, a high drive, right field. It's deep. Ortega's back near the wall. It's gone. Home run, Dominic Smith into the Coca-Cola corner. And the Mets piling on Robert Stock. In the first few innings tonight.
Yeah, that's Wayne Randazzo on WCBS 880. Al thought it was the CNC Cola corner. It is the Coca-Cola.
What?
Yeah, I remember RC Cola.
Yeah,
I don't remember
RC
CNC Cola.
Cola used to be there, which was a weird one at the time.
And then Kirsch Cola.
Kirsch Cola?
Yeah.
He's our center. Isn't he our left fielder?
I don't remember.
Kirsch Cola
was our Tasmanian devil out in the outfield trying to run everybody
Kirsch
over.
Kirsch Cola was how long ago, Eddie?
It's 70s.
It's Shea Stadium. Yeah, it was before my time. I remember
was it Jerry Special, off-brand?
Yeah, off-brand.
Kirsch Cola. I drink Coke. No. I don't fool around with food and drink. Wrong.
Remember the Cons? Cons Con Dog? That was a big Shea Stadium one. Cons. K-A-H-N.
I do. Yes, I do remember that.
Cons Con Dog.
Were you a big fan of the Cons Con Dog?
When I was a kid. It was a hot dog. Why not? Sure. Still love hot dogs.
Who doesn't love a hot dog? Yeah, I was telling Al yesterday. I don't think I've had a hot dog in like 3 or 4 years.
Really?
And
because
I love them.
You found out they're made with lips and a-holes? Is that why? What? Isn't that what hot dogs are made from?
Did you see, speaking of Coca-Cola, Jerry?
Oh God, yes.
Did you see what... Rolando did when he moved the Cokes off the table out of his way.
We talked about that this morning. Yeah.
You guys talked about it this morning. So
I don't understand how it drives the stock market like it did. Or the stock
price.
He's
like the Elon Musk of Bitcoin.
Replaced it with water.
So he moved that out of the way.
Who did this
replaced
again?
It with. What's his name?
It's not Rolando.
What's his name? What's his name?
Ronaldo.
Ronaldo.
What do you call him? Rolando?
Rolando.
Rolando. Oh. I'm Rolando Vega.
Ronaldo. Ronaldo. Yes.
Yeah.
So he moved the two Coke bottles out of the way and replaced them with water, and the stock plunged $4 billion.
Right. That's why I said, Al, I need to have lunch with Guy Adami because I don't understand. I mean, he's that influential? Come on.
Stupid. Like, who said I got to sell my Coke stock now?
I know.
So idiotic. Goofy.
Anyway, back to CNC Cola Corner. Mets win 6-3. You also had a home run from Kevin Pillar and an RBI single from Jacob DeGrom, who, by the way, threw three perfect innings, eight strikeouts, had an RBI single, as I mentioned. He hasn't given up a run since May 25th, 25 scoreless innings in a row, ERA 0.54, and three perfect innings stopped not because of a base hit or a walk or an error, but because he left with right shoulder soreness. Here's Luis Rojas, who says it's killing him.
He's really frustrated because of it. I mean, he's felt really good, even though he had to exit his last start, and then this happened. He was very frustrated when he came out.
He was asked about starting DeGrom tonight because it was just a week ago. He had a little bit of an issue.
Do you regret having Jake go back out tonight after the Fletcher tendonitis 5 days ago?
No, not at all, because everyone was on board that everything went accordingly.
Now, here is DeGrom, just hoping that this is minor again.
Yeah, I would like to think so. You know, like I said, I mean, I felt really good first and second inning. Felt like everything was in line. Didn't notice it, went and looked, didn't notice anything I was doing different. But, you know, just the back of my shoulder got sore.
Yep, and so we will find out more today, I would imagine. You got Marcus Stroman, Kyle Hendricks tonight. Mets go for the sweep. Very good team, the Chicago Cubs at Citi Field. As for the Yankees, so you got a pinch-hit home run from Gary Sanchez, put them in the lead 3-2. You got Aroldis Chapman on in the ninth, gives up a couple of base hits. Second and third, nobody out, yet here he was getting out of the mess.
Now we are ready to go. It'll be a 2-2 to Gurriel. And Chapman deals, swung on and hit in the air to center field. Gardner comes in to make the catch. Ball game over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
John Sterling.
One tall caramel cocoa cluster frappuccino blended coffee.
That sounds great. On the call with the call on the fan. 3-2, the final score as Chapman saves it for Garrett Cole. Here's Aaron Boone. What impressed you about Chapman tonight?
Just the continued focus on making pitches.
Oh, wow.
You know, Jerry, when you do that voice when you're mocking somebody's sports taking,
yes, sure.
That's what Aaron Boone sounds like in these cuts.
Well, especially in Toronto, well, in Buffalo. I don't know where he was and why it sounds like this. Did you think about Cole pitching the ninth?
No. I feel like he really emptied the tank there in that eighth.
He did. Cole goes eight innings for the win. ERA of 2.31 now. He's 8-3 on the season. Now, he was asked afterwards why his spin rate was down so much.
Look, we're all just trying to play by the rules, play by what the commissioners handed out going forward. And so spin rate's not everything. You can still pitch well if you don't have a high spin rate.
Now, he did say he had trouble gripping the ball because it was windy. He was asked after
it was windy and dry. It wasn't really humid. That's the thing.
Okay. You're right.
Okay. That's the thing.
Yeah, it was windy. He said it was windy.
And dry and not a lot of humidity.
Yes. So he was asked about this whole sticky stuff thing.
Yeah.
And this is, I think, the clip you're referencing. It's 21 seconds. He was asked if there should be a universal sticky substance for the pitchers. And this is what he came up with.
I just can't. It's hard. I mean, it's so hard to grip the ball. I just, you know, I mean, for Pete's sake, it's part of the reason why almost every player on the field has something, regardless if they're a pitcher or not, to help them control
for
the ball.
For Pete's sake,
for crying out loud.
Well, he knows that he can't just, you know, go off into a like a tirade where he's just going to be dropping F-bombs everywhere.
I would love someone, and maybe it has been asked, I would like someone to ask one of these pitchers that's going to continue to complain about the grip of the ball. Do you feel responsible? Like everything was fine. You had your little concoction with the rosin bag, the sunscreen. No one cared.
Took it too far.
But you guys went so far to where you made the ball unhittable in some cases. Do you feel responsible for this? Stop complaining. Well, take some responsibility.
Really, so the guys that created this, okay, they did that for the strongman contest.
Right.
So they could lift the big, you know, heavy anvils and the round balls and all that other stuff. So those guys were actually, you know, pitchers were reaching out to them. And then they started sending tubs of it to the clubs themselves.
I understand.
So that's why everybody knows about it, because everybody has seen it in the clubhouse.
But once again, instead of doing it as it was, they got to go seven steps beyond.
Right. And then it also, it what also compounds this whole thing is the analytic of spin rate. Because now you are measuring spin rate, and what they found out is the higher the spin rate, the more swings and misses there are going to be. So now, by knowing that knowledge, the pitchers are saying to themselves, well, if that's the case, how do we increase the spin rate? And you increase the spin rate by using sticky stuff. Yeah. In this case, the guys who created that spider tack are the ones that, you know, were being called by pitchers to create a substance that they could use to control the ball. That's what happened. Think about that. So analytics has had adverse effects on this game in so many different ways.
So much so that they knew the numbers before they talked to him last night.
Yes.
Yeah. They could do it instantaneously, the RPM of the balls.
That's right.
Well, isn't that what I was telling you last week when Donaldson called out Gerrit Cole? I said that they could, in real time, see what the spin rate of his ball is, and then they can determine whether or not they believe he's using
something.
And I
didn't realize that was in the ballpark.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know that they had access to that. I thought it was something MLB had.
They got access to everything.
Yeah, no, clearly. So, you get Aaron Boone with Carton and Roberts today on The Fan at 5 o'clock. Michael King makes the start later tonight. Yankees have won back-to-back games. NBA playoffs, and just what a mess in Philadelphia for the Sixers.
The Sixers, without question, their toughest defeat of the season at home. They led by 18 in Game 4 and lost in Atlanta Monday. And tonight, a 26-point first-half lead. Unbelievable.
Gone. And they lose to the Hawks 109-106. They get outscored in the fourth quarter on their home floor 40-19. Trae Young had 39. John Collins, Danilo Gallinari with big contributions as well. Doc Rivers, we all sucked in the fourth.
Listen, we scored 19 points and gave up 40. So it's on us. It's on all of us. It's on me. It's on the players. And we have to figure out how to get back up, which we will, and bring this game back here for Game 7.
Charles Barkley said on TNT afterwards, part of him wants to fly to Philadelphia just to listen to sports radio today.
Oh, boy.
Because of how bad that was last night. So the Hawks are up 3-2. And they can close it out on their home floor in Game 6. Meantime, Clippers Jazz last night, and L.A. does it without Kawhi Leonard.
Jackson tosses in for Mann. He draws Gobert to the outside. Jackson fires. Kaboom! Reggie Jackson has been Mr. June.
High and Eagle on TNT. Pretty good call there, of course. Reggie Jackson, 2 of his 22. Paul George, 37 points and 16 rebounds. L.A. beats Utah 119-111. So they go up 3-2 after dropping their first two games of the series. Here's one from George on TNT. Says, yeah, we had a regroup after finding out about Kawhi.
It was a blow. It was a tough blow. At the end of the day, we don't want nothing but the best for Kawhi. It's a positive. He can get some rest. Hopefully we can hold it down.
But no idea how long he will be out, so we will find out.
These Jazz uniforms, I know we've talked about this, these are the worst in the NBA because they don't look like the Jazz.
No, not at
all. That's the Suns. Yeah. They got the same colors as the freaking Suns.
I'll be honest, too. I don't like those alternate net jerseys that they wore the other night. Yeah. I don't. I'm used to the black and the white now with them. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like the Knick ones. I don't like the Knick City ones either. Give me the white at home and the blue on the road.
The city that never sleeps.
Yeah, I know. Speaking of the Nets, they're in Milwaukee tonight.
Well, they have to have curfews at parks.
3-2. Curfews? I see people walking around all the time at 3:30 in the morning.
No, there's no curfews going on.
Well, there's no enforced curfews. There's curfews, but they're not enforced.
Got it. Here was Steve Nash, the status of Irving and Harden into this Game 6.
Kyrie is out. But James is available.
Available. He said he came through it actually feeling very well yesterday morning. So we'll see what he does tonight. Pelicans fire Stan Van Gundy, Scott Brooks out in Washington, and the Mavericks fired team president and GM Donnie Nelson, who'd been there for 24 years. I didn't realize it was that long. Game 3 at the Coliseum tonight. Big swing game. Islanders and Lightning tied 1-1. Canadians beat the Golden Knights last night 3-2. That series even at 1.
That's amazing. That game was amazing last night. The fact that
How do you watch all this?
It's just these playoff games are insane, and the Canadians are the little engine that could.
Yes.
And it's like the Islanders need to be tonight against Nikita Kucherov, and it's his birthday today.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
That's cute.
By the way, Booms, there was some big Canadian meeting yesterday about maybe opening the border.
Yeah, so. No, they say they're going to make an announcement here very soon. They're making the rest.
Speaking of that, and Citi Field, full capacity starting Monday.
Oh, there you go.
Meant to tell you that, too. So the Mets and Yankees will be at full capacity now.
Shooting off fireworks to celebrate that, or what are we doing?
Maybe.
I don't know about that.
I used to love fireworks night at Shea Stadium back in the day.
Me, too, because you could leave.
Get
out of the parking lot.
No, I used to love staying and watching it. It was awesome.
No.
It was great when they used to do the full-blown Grouchy fireworks show at Shea Stadium. That was great.
That's a great escape.
I'll never forget, there was a 10-run inning. Do you remember the 2000 Mets-Braves, June 30th, the 10-run inning?
Al's out. It was after 1989. Eddie, do you remember?
Edgardo Alfonso tied the game, and then Piazza hit that line drive home run to left field and gave that big, like, fist pump or fist. It was a great highlight. And it was a fireworks night, and I remember that was one of my great memories at Shea Stadium. And it was a full-blown, now they do like Fakakta fireworks night. It's not really a real fireworks night. And this was like a real full-blown fireworks night. That's when being a fan was fun.
I know we had fireworks down here in Jones Beach. Did the state have fireworks upstate too, or no? Was it just down here did we celebrate it, and they didn't celebrate it upstate?
Yeah, no, they did.
They did? Where?
Yeah, well, little towns here and there. We'll have fireworks.
The state did it.
When do we have fireworks?
It's
confused.
Usually the towns that would.
Well, we had it down here at Jones Beach. So this was the state celebration that we had reached 70% vaccination rates.
When was this?
This past week.
It was not last night, but the night before.
Yeah.
It was fireworks to celebrate the end of COVID. That's what it was.
Oh.
Yeah.
Should we get to 100%? Okay, whatever.
That's what it said. It was fireworks. 70% fireworks. Celebration. It was ridiculous. I don't think they did. Did they do it upstate? Too?
No. I thought he was just talking about fireworks displays in general.
Upstate, shouldn't you have a fireworks show too?
I don't know. I don't. Upstate New York to me,
might as well be Canada.
Seriously, I don't know what the hell goes on up there. It's just a totally different world. All right, we'll ask Bobby Dwyer. He knows. He lives right in the middle
of upstate.
Upstate.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news. You call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
I'm going to be out at the Lake House today with some very important folks in Bayshore to go over a couple of different things for our boat party that is Friday, August 13th, starting at the Lake House in Bayshore, and then we're going to take the boats over to Connectquod River, and that'll be the parade part of it, because we did talk about it being a parade. It's only going to be that little jaunt over from Bayshore in front of the Lake House to Connectquod River, where we're going to hang out there in the river, and we'll have some live music there as well to continue the party after the show. But it does start at the Lake House at Bayshore. It's no tickets for people who are showing up on boats. The tickets for the Lake House are sold out. It was only 150 of them. That's just to watch the show on land and have breakfast and the meet and greet. That's already sold out. But it's no tickets for people who want to show up on their boats that morning, get there early, then follow us into the Connectquod River. I do have the Boomer and Geo Casamigos boat party for CF t-shirt on.
And also the hat is right in front of me that I am holding up on CBS Sports Network. And the boat flag is right in front of me as well. And all of these things are part of the merch bundle that we are offering for the boat party as well, where you can get a ton of stuff for only $200. It goes all to the Boomer Esiason Foundation. So in this merch bundle, you've got 12 t-shirts, you've got two hats, you've got the boat flag. They're all different sizes. So it's great if you're showing up with a group of people on your boat, then you distribute the hats and shirts out. And if you just want to support the show and the foundation and you want to have these great t-shirts that are high quality and these hats that are high quality and the boat flag, which is so cool with this limited edition logo on it, well, you can go to esiason.org and be able to find it. I also tweeted out the direct link to it, and it's under boat kits, and you can find those. But if you just want to support and have this great stuff, I know Dan and Carteret, man doesn't have a boat, but he bought all the merchandise because he's a psycho. If there's other psychos out there, we love you. We love you, and we want you to have this stuff. So,
by the way, there's only a limited number of these merchandise bundles / boat kits available.
Yeah.
Now, when we say boat kits, we don't mean there's no ropes or knots or any of that stuff
yeah,
in there.
Right.
This is 12 gorgeous t-shirts,
right,
three hats, and the boat flag. And Casamigos did an unbelievable job for us. They used nothing but quality materials and quality products. We don't want to send out any junk.
No.
They don't want to send out any junk. We want you to be happy with what you receive. And like Gio said, I know that you got a shirt for Gina yesterday. So there's racerback shirts for the ladies. There's the normal t-shirts for the men right there. And, of course, there's the boat flag and the three different stretch fit hats. So it is an awesome bundle, and we suggest that if you can get yours, you can get it as quickly as you possibly can, because there's only a limited number of bundles that we are selling.
That is right. And to get all that stuff for $200, it all goes to charity, is a deal. I had my cousin call me and say, I said, you guys only $200 for this? He's like, this is crazy. You could have put $500 on that. So,
and by the way, we have no overhead or cost to any of this. Casamigos has done all of this for us. They're handling everything. And that's the unforeseen part of all of this. So big thank you to them for supporting not only the boat party, but supporting our foundation through our Team Boomer program, which is great.
So I'm going to be out there filming a video today on a water taxi to show everybody where they're going to put their boats.
Is that going on digital?
Oh, of course it is.
Digital.
So I asked Tom Izzo.
Did you say digital?
I did. I asked Tom Izzo to be there to film it because I figured...
Oh, it's part of his job. He should be there.
He declined.
He's got all the videos for the afternoon show.
Yeah,
so.
Didn't want to go.
Oh, that's right. He's going to do the afternoon videos and all that stuff. And he actually has one of those hosts. Like, is the host still telling him he's not doing the digital because he was protesting?
He's tweeting out videos.
Oh, he is
now.
He was we've never protested.
No.
And well, we got Tom his job, didn't we, Al?
Yeah, pretty much.
Certainly helped, yeah.
Right, yeah.
Yep.
Certainly helped.
I mean, yeah. So he declined.
Be one of those days where he's just sitting home getting high, eating babies.
So, eating babies.
Yeah, that was what the afternoon. You said he was getting high. Afternoon show said he was eating babies.
Oh, very good. Yeah. So anyway, he eating babies is a strange thing.
A little bit.
He said no. He had a meeting with the new PD. Is what he said.
Oh, that's legit.
I said, meeting with the new PD.
Time out. Why don't we just tell the new PD, because the new PD hasn't taken his job yet, back off a little bit, because we got something going on here.
Can we do that?
So here's our first foray into a little bit of a controversy and a little bit of a conflict.
This is an informational video, and he said that he'll edit it, but someone else can film it on their iPhone and send it to him, and then he'll edit it. So I said, okay, fine. All right, that's okay. I just figured, you know, you're so hard up for these videos. You're so starved for these videos. This is an important video that we're going to be shooting today. And he said...
And we're creating videos and content for you for your digital platform.
Yeah, and he's...
digital!
Yeah.
And he declined. So, anyway. Yeah, go ahead.
I know you're doing all this, and this is awesome that you're doing it to give everybody a flavor of what to expect come Friday, August 13th.
Yeah.
Are you going to the Islander game tonight since you're such a big Islander fan?
I am not. I am not, by the way. I'm not the one who's claiming to be a big Islander fan. You're putting that label on me.
Well, you wore the jersey yesterday.
Yeah,
you wore the sweatshirt.
I had a great night, and it was fun, and I'm supporting them, and I want them to win, but there are diehard Islander fans out there that watch all the regular season games and live and die with the team. I'm not claiming to be one of those guys, but no, I'm not going to go tonight.
What do you think it's going to be? That place is going to be
It's going to be insane.
It will be. I already got the guy who claimed that you almost killed him with your Raptor. He reached out to me and asked if I was going again today. And
you show me who the guy is. I've never even come close to hitting anybody with my Raptor, except a couple bikers here in New York City. They're going the wrong way on the different avenues.
Well, maybe you never saw him. Maybe that's the thing. Maybe you didn't see him, and he had to jump out of the way.
A little blind spot.
No. Not even close. The guy's making it up.
Yeah. He swears by it. He really swears by the whole thing. Okay. Says Boomer almost ran me over with the Raptor.
Yeah.
So we're getting text messages from our new PD who was listening. That's a good thing. So think about this. He's listening to us this morning when he's still got another job in Philadelphia where they've got that big
Sixers
blown loss.
What a collapse.
He's listening to us. It says, I didn't know I was pulling Tom away from anything. Chris wanted me to meet with him. So, okay, Tom can come out to Bayshore today.
Oh, great. So maybe he canceled the meeting.
Is that the implication there, or is that?
Well, it is for me. I mean, I didn't know. I mean, it's just like he's coming in here, and you can meet him. You can meet him any day, really. This is one day we're all together filming this video.
Right, and Al declined his meetings. I'm out.
Yeah, right. So it just shows you what these meetings actually mean. It's nothing. It'll be not memorable at all. And what we're doing today is important. Hey, all the CBS Sports Network guys are going to be out there.
Yeah.
Sean Kennedy's going to be out
there
today.
They're all going to be out there.
Wow.
When they bring Sean Kennedy out, it's like a...
That's a real thing.
This means it's got to be right.
And you know who else is going to be there? The Casamigos CEO. And Izzo can't be there.
And Izzo can't be
there. Well, but listen, it wasn't Izzo's choice. He had a meeting with the new boss.
You could go to the boss and say, this is a very important thing. Wouldn't that impress the boss?
We need a digital representative.
We do. Promotions is going to be there.
Digital.
So you ready for this?
Digital.
Sales represented.
Sales.
On-air staff.
Staff.
Represented. Promotions represented. Sponsor represented. TV broadcast represented.
Benefactor.
Represented.
Yes.
That's right. You're sending somebody.
Yes, of course.
The Boomer Esiason Foundation is sending somebody as well. We're all going to be there. And Izzo said, no, I got a little meeting with Spike. So I can say, hey.
That sounds weird.
Can I have a raise?
I have a little meeting with Spike.
He's got a meeting with Spike.
Mere Spike.
It does sound like a smaller dog, smaller cute dog.
A little kitty cat.
Yeah. No, like a dog. No, like a French bulldog with a spiky collar. Like, hey, Spike.
Well, it kind of looks that way.
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit. But yeah, he should be at this thing. It's ridiculous. And he's giving promotions a different task. It's insanity. You should be there. Go out to Bayshore. That's what
I would
do.
See the lay of the landscape and follow one of your big stars, the guy that's sitting in the power chair.
And if you were the boss, wouldn't you be impressed if your digital guy went to you and said, hey, I know we have a meeting.
Digital.
But I got to do something that's very important for the radio station today. Can we reschedule?
Or digital.
Digital.
You know, the other thing he could do after you guys did all of that,
mm-hmm.
he then could go over to the Collie and go watch all the, you know, get all this footage from all the guys out there and
That's
all the gals
point.
Out there, you know, doing all their
tailgating. That would be very smart.
I think it would be amazing.
Yeah, they'd get some more original content there, which I think would be great. And get the views right up. Jack the views up,
It's all
man.
About jacking those views up. And then this time he can come back with you maybe in a month or so. With a new table, and then shows how the views have been jacked up.
Oh, yes, right. A new fake table of view numbers.
Right.
All right, football fans. The NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.